This is the Spamcast, your LEGO enthusiast news for May 23, 2006. This report is brought to you by Spamcake.com. I'm Tom McDonald. Krusty Krab Set 3825 is reviewed on PreClassicSpace.com. At 295 pieces and a price tag of $19.99 US, you might be wondering, how is LEGO doing that when we thought that set prices were basically one US dime per piece? Stickers, dear listener, stickers. They are cheaper to produce, although Plankton's face is not a sticker in this set, but it's a print. The Save 9-Volt Trains campaign is in full swing with a contest to assemble high-quality models designed with the LEGO Factory. To further show your support, a number of items have been made available for purchase at Cafe Press with the Save 9-Volt Trains logo. For full details, visit the site. The new Bionicle 500 tub is available in the UK at Toys R Us. The tub contains parts in decent repetition. Bionicle fans will find this set worth checking out. Gary McIntyre gets more Utah press. The Salt Lake Tribune is running a general story about his designer and model builder competition to work at Legoland California, and the Daily Herald and the Deseret News are showing the solar system mural that adorns the ceiling of a room in his father-in-law's house. Piece count for that mural is estimated between 40 and 50,000. More than just a mural, the planets are in domed relief. The sun is transparent yellow, and the moon has a couple landers on it. BrickFest 06 roundtable discussions are being planned at this time. Current discussion topics include steampunk, alternate tech includes Tech West and Crimson Skies, military, military science fiction, and capital spaceships. The Spamcast will endeavor to keep you up to date on various planned BrickFest 06 activities, so you'll be better prepared if you attend. A list of URLs for all these stories can be found at Spamcake.com. There are over 915 million ways to connect 6 8-stud bricks. What's stopping you? Spamcast is a production of Spamcake.com. I'm Tom McDonald.